Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Let's go. This is Urban Network News Headlines, sponsored by the book Moments in Time by Dr. Theresa Brightman, available on Amazon. There are some mad folks in Detroit. Close to 300 Detroit residents have been displaced after a city water main break caused flooding of their homes, and the Detroit Water and Sewage Department director said it may be 6 weeks before residents can return to their homes. You know some folk are mad. They can't go back home until about the spring? The Trump administration celebrated Black History Month at the White House on Thursday, preserving a tradition at the same time that his executive order ending the federal government's diversity, equity, and inclusion programs have disrupted its observance elsewhere. A retired nurse accused of maliciously wounding babies in a Virginia neonatal intensive care unit is free on $25,000 bond, surprising the parents of some of the babies along with a whole bunch of other folk. This year's Atlanta Black Expo will take place February 22nd and 23rd at the Georgia World Congress Center, located downtown Atlanta. The event is dedicated to celebrating Black excellence in business, entrepreneurship, and culture, and it's a good place to network. Black academic institutions may be under threat from the Department of Education after it threatened to pull federal funding from any academic institution that considers race in any of its programs and activities. You've been listening to UNN Headlines, sponsored by the book Moments in Time by Dr. Theresa Brightman. From teenage motherhood to finding forgiveness and embracing personal growth, share her personal story of resilience, faith, and healing. It's Moments in Time. And for more national news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at myunn.net.